Hawks for that hurt and poverty were worth the time that I him saw. Since first he laid his fang on me, myself from him I doubt ne'er draw. His wink to me has been a law, he haunts me like a penny dog. Of him I stand far greater awe than pupil does of pedagogue. The first time that he met with me was at a clachin in the west. Its name I trow Kilbarchin be, where Habe's drons blew many a blast. There we shook hands, called be his cast, and ill did may that costrin die. For there he gripped me well and fast, where first I fell in cautionary. Yet I had hopes to be relieved and freed from that foul Laidly town. Fenrir and Whigs were ill mischieved and forced to fling their weapons down. When we chased them from Glasgow town, I with that swinger thought to grapple. But when indemnity came down, the Laudran powed me by the thrapple. And yet in hopes of some relief, a raid I made to Arran's row, where they did bravely buff my beef, and made my body black and blue. At justice court I them pursue, expecting hell by their reproof. Indemnity made nothing do, the dell a farthing for my loof. But wishing that I would right east to trot on foot, I soon would tire. My page allowed me not a beast, I wanted guild to pay the hire. He and I lap o'er many a sire, he hooked me at Caldecote. But laying o'er I want to slit smire, the ragged rogue took me a wilt. By Holland Bush and Bridge of Bonnie we bickered down toward Bainkill. We feared no reavers for our money, nor Willie was to grip our fear. My tattered tutor took no fear, though we did travel in the murk. He thought it fit when we drew near to filch a forge at Falkirk. No man would open me the door, because my comrade stood by. They dreadful ill, I was right poor by my forecast in company. Then Cunningham did me espy, by how and hare he hauled me in, and swore we should not part so dry, though I was striped to the skin. We bade all night, but laying o'er day, my cursed companion bade me rise. I start up soon and took my way, he needed not to bid me twice. But what to do we did advise, in Lithgow we might not sit down. On a Scots groat we baited thrice, and in at night to Edinburgh town. We held the lane gate to Leith Wind, where poorest purses used to be, and in the call town lodged sign, fit quarters for sick company. Yet the high town I fain would see, but that my man did me discharge. He willed me Blackburn's ale to pry, and muff my beard, it was right large. The morn I ventured up the wind, and slunged in at Netherbow, thinking that Trooker for to tyne, who does me damage what he dow, his company he does bestow on me to my great grief and pain. Ere I the thring could wrestle throw, the lawn was at my heels again. I grained to gang on the plain staves to see if comrades would me ken. We twagged pacing there our lanes, the hungry hour twixt 12 and 8. When I kenned no way how to send, my guts rumbled like a bell. I dined with saints and noblemen, even sweet St. Giles and Earl of Murray. Tyke's testament take him for his treat, I needed not my teeth to pike. Though I was in a cruel sweat, he set not by, say what I like. I called him Turk and Trake a Tyke, and wearied him with many a curse. My bones were hard like a stone dyke, no Regina Marie was in my purse. Kind widow Cadell sent for me to dine, as she did off forsooth. But alas, that would not be, her house was o'er near the toll booth. Yet God reward her for her love and kindness, which I fed full found, most ready still for my behove, ere this hell's hound took her in hand. I left my page and stout to Leith to try my credit at the wine, but Fowler Dribble filled my teeth, he gripped me at the coffee sign. I stood down through the nether wind, my Lady Semple's house was near, to enter there was my design, where poverty durst ne'er appear. I dined there, but I bade not ling, my lady fain would shelter me, but ere, alas, I needs must gang and leave that comely company. Her lad conveyed me with a key out through the garden to the fields, ere I the links could greatly see, my governor was at my heels. I doubt not dance to pipe or harp, I had no stock for cards and dice, but I fear to Sir William Sharp, who never made his counsel nice. That little man he is right wise, and sharp as any briar can be. He bravely gave me his advice, how I might poison poverty. Quoth he, there grows hard by the dial in Hatton's garden bright and sheen, a sovereign herb called pennyroyal, we'll call the year grows fresh and green. Could ye but gather fair and clean, your business would not go backward, but let account of it be seen from the physicians of Exchequer. For if that ticket ye bring with you come back to me, you need not fear, for I some of that herb can give you, whilk I have planted this same year. Your page it will cause disappear, who waits on you against your will. To gather it I shall you lear in my own yard of Stony Hill. But when I dread that would not work, I underthought me of a while, how I might at my leisure lurk, my graceless guardian to beguile. It's but my galloping a mile through Canongate with little loss, till I have sanctuary a while within the girth of Abbey Closs. There I won in, and blithe was I, when to the inner court I drew. My governor I did defy, for joy I clapped my wings and crew. Their messengers dare not pursue, nor with their wands men's shoulders steer. There dwells distressed lairds anew, in peace though they have little gear. There 2 hours I did not tarry, till my blessed fortune was to see a sight sure by the mites of Marie, of that brave Duke of Albany, where one blink of his princely eye put that foul foundling to the fight. From me he banished poverty, and got him take his last good night.